Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
All right, the headphones are on, the mic is hot, we are in. Good morning to everyone. This is Your Weather Weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I'm running solo with this again. My partner in crime, Kelly Bairn, is doing some work real busy this week. So we're going to get back with her probably next week. We had the podcast on Monday. It's been a cool week so far. Although Tuesday was nice, we actually got temperatures back into the 80s. So we were coming off a cool weekend, I should say. And then we did warm up a little bit. But we have some cooler weather on the way to kind of start the weekend off. And then it looks like Saturday and Sunday were flourishing again. So it should be a little bit of everything going on here as we enter the weekend. But gosh, what a week so far. Coming off what we've had some really warm days this summer. And coming off that cool weekend, I think folks really enjoyed it because you get to spend more time outside. You can't steal our summer from us when it's weather in the 70s in like lower 80s. You know, when we're in the 90s and triple digits, you know, you have to go indoors and you can't do everything that you'd want to do. But not this type of weather. This type of weather is really nice. All right, so we have a little bit of everything going on as we head into the weekend. I'm gonna discuss a few things because we have Hood to Coast this weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about that. It's such a massive event. But I do want to say Your Weather Weekend is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green, and wildfire season, of course, is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires. You know, cars, ATVs, other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires, so follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails, and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors. You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And we had a haze in the sky at times this week. Maybe bringing an embellished sunrise or sunset, some more color. How to get to the weekend, there's going to be some locations that are probably going to be dealing with some wildfire smoke. It's wildfire season. It's tough to avoid it across the state, especially with some massive fires in California. Of course, we have our wildfires going on here in Oregon. If you're close to some of those wildfires, we have a whole suite of them down in areas of the Cascades to the south. That's likely going to stream more smoke in and out as they flare up and then retreat a little bit. Depending on the weather, it depends on what's going on, the wind patterns. So heading into the weekend, especially for central and eastern Oregon, I would be ready for some moments where the air quality is not going to be great. I'd be ready for some moments where there's a bit of a haze. Not as much, though, for areas of the Willamette Valley. But we do have a ridge developing, so that may kind of leave things a little more trapped. And sometimes when we get that, we end up with some issues with air quality and a haze out there. So that's something that we're going to continue to monitor as we head into the weekend. Of course, Coin 6, head over there. We do updates you know, every morning, afternoon, the noon show. We have the evening show. We do articles online, constantly writing about the wildfire smoke and what's coming. So coin.com, head there, of course. I think now's a good time. Let's go over and learn a little bit more about Hood to Coast. It's back. We're excited. Folks are running again. What a great event. So let's go learn a little bit more about it. The Goliath of relay races. In fact, it's referred to as the mother of all relays. Hood to Coast, it's back, 2021. A lot of excitement surrounding this. It's this weekend. I have Dan Floyd with me. He's going to tell us a little bit about the protocols, what's going on this weekend, how the race is going to unfold. We're back at it. Dan, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are excited about this.
Yeah, they are. We had a drive-through packet pickup 2 weeks ago, which is something we had actually 24 months to plan for, and it went very well. And people were clearly excited to get outside and rediscover community and family and friends and do so safely. But yeah, get outside and have an opportunity to run or walk this race again this year.
I know that Hood to Coast is, you know, it's something that people, I think they try it out for the first time and they get hooked. You know, I know there's a lot of folks that go back to it and maybe even have been participating for, you know, 10, 15, yeah, who knows how long. So have you heard any, you know, word about just getting back to that type of summer routine, back to the Hood to Coast routine?
Well, just to correct you a little bit, they actually try it once and they say they'll never do it again. Yeah. And then they come back for the 30th year at some point, 29 years later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did that same thing before I worked for Hood to Coast. I thought I just wanted to get to the end of the finish line so I could have a beer standing in the ocean. And I went back three times. That's exactly what happens. People say they aren't going to participate and they come back for years and years. We have a number of people, about a dozen of them that we'll introduce on Saturday that are part of the 100 leg club, which means they've done Hood to Coast roughly, you know, three legs per event. So that would be almost 33 years of running legs at Hood to Coast to accomplish 100 legs. I mean, not just that, people, a lot of wedding proposals. A lot of crazy stuff happens, but we have people coming back year after year after year, and they're the diehards, and they're back out for the most part this year, and again doing so safely.
Do you know by chance about how many are about to hit that 100 leg club?
I can actually. I'm gonna find it while we're talking here.
In the meantime, the difference in weather, you know, you start on a mountain, you head out to the valley, hit the coast. I mean, some years you get some heat, some years it's cooler, some years it's raining. I mean, a little bit of everything. Do you have any specific stories related to the weather or?
Yeah, well, first, there are 20 people this year that will be either in the 100 leg club or joining this year.
Wow.
So there'll be a total of 20. So I found that really quick. And then weather related, heck yeah, I remember that. So I forgot the year. I should remember it really well. I think it's 2016, 2015. One of the 2 years where weather's always a major issue. But I remember going into that week talking to local media meteorologists and discussing how heat was going to be the issue come Friday, Saturday for Hood to Coast, and that wildfire smoke could also be an issue, and how we were going to deal with that. And we were sending out constant messaging about how to manage yourself running or walking in the heat, how to prevent heat-related illnesses, and then what we're going to do if we had a ton of smoke coming through town and the AQI was really too high to run or walk. Okay, so that was Monday. And by Friday, a storm had moved in off the coast, and we went from having this heat-related thing to essentially, you know, a hurricane at the Oregon coast, and it nearly washing out our entire event. It didn't wash out the event. We had people finish, but it literally washed out the finish party, which ended up in the ocean. I mean, we had tents, chairs, merchandise that blew into the ocean because of water, wind, you name it. It was a crazy storm here. So weather is always a huge factor. Heat turns out rain 1 year, rain and wind, and then, of course, wildfire smoke. So, yeah, if you talk to a lot of longtime Hood to Coast participants and they give you stories about Hood to Coast, they're going to say, oh, remember the storm here?
Yeah.
Remember going through that? And we thought people were going to hate it. We thought they were wanting to quit in the middle of the race. But so many people have done it for so long, and their people are used to running and walking outside where it's, they pick their times and they make it perfect for the most part. In this case, it was so unique. Hell yeah, we're finishing. And it was one to remember.
Oh,
and we'll never forget that. But so we range, as you know, we have a 200-mile course. So the difference in terrain and elevation and climate just over the 200 miles is crazy. Because I'll start at Timberline Lodge on Thursday night, Friday morning for the start, and it'll be, you would know better than me, but high 30s, low 40s, and windy. So it'll be cold. And typically we cruise through the valley and we may, you know, see the low 90s. And then we go back into the coastal mountains where it's once again cold and almost guaranteed that there'll be mist or light rain up there.
Yeah,
and then you're at the Oregon coast where everything's unpredictable. So you gotta be ready for anything.
It just adds to the event. That's why it's such a magnificent event. And do you want to talk a little bit about protocols?
From the beginning of the pandemic, told everybody to get vaccinated and wear a mask. For those who are unvaccinated, we still, now we're offering, thanks to Albertsons and Safeway, is providing free vaccinations at our finish. So for those who are unvaccinated and want to be a part of our event, they can show up to our event and get vaccinated. On top of that, we're going to offer the people that get vaccinated a complimentary 1 day relay team in any of our domestic or international events. So we're trying hard to incentivize them. It's that ranges from $600 to $1,800 in value. So get vaccinated, wear a mask. The protocols specifically, we will, again, used the 200-mile course, and we distanced our start ways ranging from 2:30 a.m. all the way until 2:30 p.m. So that's 12 hours of start waves that allow us to really spread people out on the course, first and foremost, just decrease the clumping. And then we're requiring, with especially with the statewide mandate, that all participants and volunteers wear their masks at the starts, the exchanges, and the finish. That one's pretty straightforward. So wear the mask, wear your face covering. When you're on the race course, running or walking, and you're far from people, that's fine, especially outdoor, to not wear a mask. However, if you are going to pass somebody or you're running or walking with somebody, we ask people to carry their face coverings and just be courteous of people on the road or the path, just like you would in your own neighborhoods or your own paths. And that is, pull up the mask if you're running right next to somebody or passing somebody.
Where can they get more information about those?
Just hoodtocoast.com.
It is on the list of things I think that I want to accomplish while I'm out here, because it's just one of those events, like you said. I don't know if I'll be the person that goes back again. I'm gonna, you know, but it is on the list.
You already fit in well, because you're already saying you're not going to do it for your second year, which means you're going to be in that 100 leg club here, Sam. 33 years from now, you'll be the 21st person on the 100 leg club.
Well, if that's the case, Dan, you're to blame. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, let's make it happen next year. That'd be awesome.
That's it, Dan. I'll let you go. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Dan. You know, this event is really an event that is just geared around forecasting. I mean, there's a mountain, there's a coast, there's a valley. It's the summer, but we're coming off the summer. And sometimes we have, changing temperatures. This is an event that is just, you know, you just have to rock the forecast on this one. You had to be ready for a little bit of everything. So let's go talk about the weekend forecast. Maybe you want to cheer some folks on from the distance. Maybe you just want to, you know, get motivated to do some running yourself this weekend, and you just want to get to know a little bit more about the forecast coming in. So we have that on the other side.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming this September on the COIN Podcast Network.
Now, if you have been part of Hood to Coast, you know the work that you have to put into it, you know, physical and mental. I mean, it takes a lot. Sleep is sometimes difficult to come by. But what an event. It's an event that you don't forget. I don't know this by experience, but I know this from talking to you, friends and coworkers that have been part of this. It's just the conversation that you have when you're picking their brain, like, can I ever do this? Let me ask them first. Let me see what their experience was like. But it is one of those events that it seems like you don't forget. You put a lot of heart into. You make some great memories, and sometimes you go back. Sometimes you don't. But if you don't, you at least have tried it out. And then you know what? You see all the people along the Oregon coast at the end, and it just looks like a blast. It just looks so fun. So that's just where I'm at right now. Let's talk about the weekend forecast. I think we have a nice forecast just in general across areas of the Willamette Valley. I think temperatures are going to be just pleasant, right around average, maybe a little bit above average. But that's what we want. You know, this is summer. Let's take advantage of it, especially this part of summer. This time frame of summer, as I mentioned earlier, is awesome because we could spend a lot of time outdoors and you could go hiking. You could just, you know, play sports. You could train. You could sit outside, have dinner,
wherever that's at.
It's just a good time. So how do you get to this weekend? High pressure does kind of roll on in, and it's going to leave us with sunshine. You know, we've had some cloudy days. We've had some cool mornings, too. But as we head into the weekend, especially right around the valley, I have temperatures in the lower to mid-80s both days, Saturday and Sunday. That's prime time weather. Our average high around this time of the year is about the lower 80s. So if we head anywhere around like 83, 84, 85, 86, a couple degrees above average, but no one's complaining. There's no doubt about that. This is fantastic weather. And we're going to keep that through the weekend. As I mentioned, I don't expect a lot of wildfire smoke across the valley. Wind pattern hasn't really been in favor of that, but there may be a bit of a haze. Air quality shouldn't be a major issue either. Real quickly, I do want to talk about up on the mountain and out to the Oregon coast because of the Hood Coast event. You know, up on the mountain, they're going to actually be starting off with temperatures in the lower 40s probably. As you heard Dan mention there, they're going to stagger the times. You know, some may be starting at 2:30 in the morning. Talk about a start. You know, do you have coffee before that or do you just go? I don't think you need it. I think you're just ready to rock and roll, but maybe you do. Temperatures in the 40s, a bit chilly. They have the headlamps on. I mean, people that have done this, they're ready for it and they know what's going on. And, you know, maybe their next run is a little bit later and then the sunlight's out and, you know, it could really change things up. But they'll probably be starting with the temperatures in the 40s, maybe in the 30s. It could be a chilly start. You know, government camp by the afternoon up on Timberline, temperatures in the 60s, you know, 50s. Depending on where they're at. You know, if they're in the Timberline Lodge, higher in elevation, probably some 50s out there by the time they, you know, set off a little bit later, that last set off time. So not too bad. It'll warm up for the weekend, but at that point in time, folks are going to be running out to the Oregon coast. And it looks like Friday, it's going to be a little cloudy out there. By Friday night, maybe, you know, lower 50s. So heading out to the Oregon coast at that point in time, maybe a bit of a chill. But by Saturday, really nice, mostly sunny and mid-60s. So again, the weekend forecast for just about everybody is going to be real nice. Sunshine, right around average temperatures for this time of the year. Great forecast. As always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. I'm going to wrap it up with that. You know what? It was a great interview. I think people are just really excited. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back. Of course, Monday we do our podcast and then we do the weekend one that goes out on Thursdays here. So enjoy your weekend. If you're just relaxing, relax a little bit outside. It's going to be a nice weekend to do that because September's right around the corner. September's usually dry and, you know, pretty warm too. But we get into the 70s quick and that sunsets. By the time fall starts, it's going to be about 7 p.m. too. So enjoy it while it's here, folks. All right, I'm going to sign off. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.